אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 28 מאמר תורה.
We are reading from the writings of בעל הסולם.
כותרת סוד הייחוד.
From the article The Teaching of Kabbalah and Its Essence.
ועיקר הפלא שבחוכמה.
Under the headline The Meaning of Unity. The greatest wonder about this wisdom is the integration in it. All the elements of the vast reality are incorporated in it until they come into a single thing. The Almighty, who contains them together. In the beginning, you find that all the teachings in the world are reflected in it. They are arranged within it precisely by its orders. Subsequently, we find that all the worlds and the orders in the wisdom of truth itself, which are immeasurable, unite under only 10 realities called 10 Sfirot. Afterward, these 10 Sfirot arrange in 4 manners, which are the 4-letter name. Afterward, then these 4 manners are included in the tip of the Yud, which implies the Ensof. In this way, one who begins in the wisdom must begin with the tip of the Yod. And from there to the 10 Sfirot in the first world, called the world of Adam Kadmon, and from there one sees how the numerous details in the world of Adam Kadmon necessarily extend by way of cause and consequence, by the same laws we find in astronomy and physics, meaning constant, unbreakable laws that necessarily stem from one another, hanging down from one another, from the tip of the Yud down to all the elements in the world of Adam Kadmon. From there, they are imprinted by one another from the 4 worlds by way of seal and imprint, until we arrive at all the elements in this world. Afterward, they are reintegrated in one another until they all come to the world of Adam Kadmon, then to the 10 Sfirot, then to the 4-lettered name, Havaya, up to the tip of the Yud. We could ask, if the material is unknown, how can we scrutinize it rationally? Indeed, such as that you will find in all the sciences. For example, when studying anatomy, the various organs, and how they impact one another, these organs have no similarity to the general subject, which is the whole living human being. However, over time, when you thoroughly know the wisdom, you can establish a general relation of all the details upon which the body is conditioned. So it is here. The general subject is the revelation of godliness to his creations, by way of the purpose, as it is written, "For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord." However, a beginner certainly has no knowledge of this general subject, which is conditioned by all of them. For this reason, one must acquire all the details and how they impact one another, as well as their causes by way of cause and consequence, until one completes the whole wisdom. When one thoroughly knows everything, if he has a refined soul, it is certain that he will ultimately be rewarded with the general subject. Even if he's not rewarded, it is still a great reward to acquire any perception of this great wisdom, whose advantage over all other teachings is the value, as the value of their subjects, as the advantage of the Creator over His creations is valued, so this wisdom, whose subject is Him, is far more valuable than the wisdom whose subject is His creatures. It is not because it is imperceptible that the world refrains from contemplating it. After all, an astronomer has no perception of the stars or the planets, but only their movements, which they perform with wondrous wisdom that is predetermined in wondrous guidance. Similarly, the knowledge in the wisdom of truth is not more hidden than this, as even beginners thoroughly understand the moves. Rather, the whole prevention was because Kabbalists very wisely hid it from the world.
Киев.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот этот пункт называется «Смысл единения». Здесь он описывает…
Yes, dear Raf, this part of the article is called «The Meaning of Unity». He writes here about the ten sfilot as a universal structure of everything. Why is that the meaning of unity?
Because there is one source from which the upper light emanates, bestowal. And this bestowal passes through 10 discernments. And this bestowal is divided in those 10 discernments into 10 special bestowals, influences, and it comes to the matter, the will to receive, that they sustain, and from this will to receive, they construct all of reality, all of it. Not talking about this world and all the planets and the stars and what we have here, still vegetative, animate, and speaking, but we're talking mainly about the degrees and the spiritual discernments. So all of this is constructed out of the main ten sefirot, from which these forces that build all of reality and all of its laws emanate, the laws that this reality upholds. And that's it.
Tov, Moscow 1.
Moscow 1.
То, что каббалисты скрыли науку каббала в великой мудрости, это как-то относится к...
The fact that the Kabbalists hid the wisdom of Kabbalah very wisely, does that have to do with this stage on the path?
The Kabbalists hid the wisdom of Kabbalah because they wanted to conceal it. On the contrary, they didn't want people to get confused, the humanity to get confused, even when it doesn't understand what little it has in it for its own internal spiritual development. Even before they reach the wisdom of Kabbalah, look at what they've done. Look at the religions and beliefs, thousands of them. Thousands of things, what they've done. Killed one another through all kinds of religious wars, and so on and so forth. So, consequently, Kabbalists hid the wisdom of Kabbalah, and there was no one to serve it to, and they waited for humanity to develop enough.
Yoise Norvest.
Дорогой Раф, а вот за все годы моего существования я...
Dear Rav, in all the years that I'm here, that I'm in medicine,
я приобрел гораздо...
I understood that in starting to understand the wisdom of Kabbalah, I understand a lot more. But why is it so hard to explain it in our dissemination?
Because this isn't transferred egoistically into people. People don't understand what they're going to get out of it. On the contrary, they feel that it goes against their feeling, against their intellect. So they don't want it. And if they're interested a little bit, it's because it's slightly interesting. But the minute it comes to such states where they have to change themselves, that's it. They don't want it. And they stop and they flee. And that's what it's all about. The minute they are already in a place where they have to decide, I'm going for bestowal or not. On this, it's written, 1,000 enter the room, and only one comes out to teach.
Алматаван.
Учитель, а когда Бальсулам пишет «наш мир», можно ли сказать, что он говорит о мире?
When Baal Shalom writes our world, can we say he's talking about the world which results from Adam Kadmon, that includes the world of Bia, and that is our world?
We have to see what he's talking about. Sometimes he's speaking about this world, this world, the corporeal world, and other times he refers to something else.
В этой статье, вот сейчас он сказал, наш мир как...
Here, in this excerpt now, he said that our world, meaning the result, everything that results from under the world of Adam Kadmon, can we say it's our world with all its laws?
Of course we are a result of the spiritual world, but not a direct outcome. There's an inversion along the way here.
Thank you, Rav. He says here that when we know the whole wisdom thoroughly, then we can see a relationship that the whole body is made from. And then he says that we'll see the whole earth is full of the glory of the Lord. What does he mean?
He means that we'll reach such corrections where the Creator was going to be revealing all those things, both the direct ones and the inverted ones. Let's read about giving permission.
Yes, headline, given permission. I'm glad that I've been born in such a generation when it is permitted to disclose the wisdom of truth. And should you ask how I know that it is permitted, I will reply that it is because I've been given permission to disclose. That is, until now, the ways by which it is possible to publicly engage and to fully explain each word have not been revealed to any sage. And I too have sworn by my teacher not to disclose, as did all the disciples before me. However, this oath and this prohibition apply only to those manners that are given orally from generation to generation, back to the prophets and before. Had these ways been revealed to the public, they would have caused much harm for reasons known only to us. Yet, the way in which I engage in my books is a permitted way. Moreover, I've been instructed by my teacher to expand it as much as I can. We call it the manner of clothing the matters. You will see in the writings of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that he calls this way giving permission. And this is what the Creator has given me to the fullest extent. We deem it as dependent not on the greatness of the sage, but on the state of the generation. As our sages said, little Samuel was worthy, and so forth. But his generation was unworthy. This is why I said that my being rewarded with the manner of disclosing the wisdom is only because of my generation.
Ken.
Which is the generation that is ready to rise to a higher degree, and that is why Baal Sulam was given permission from above to disclose the wisdom of Kabbalah to the generation.
Rav, there's a question here I was sent before when we talked about it. Will there come a state where humanity will recognize the connection between all the troubles and blows and natural disasters and so forth, and the connection between us? Will there be such a state?
In the connection between us or in the humanity itself?
No, connection between people, just connection itself.
Of course, we have to write about it all the time. I talk about it all the time with our content team. I don't know what they're actually writing, but this is the main thing.
And the question is whether humanity will understand it, whether the ordinary person will understand this is the issue.
Of course, this is what we have to write about, of course. In general, I want everyone to join our talks that we hold once a week between me and a few people, a few writers, and from that, everyone should try to write everywhere, wherever they are, their impressions, the way they understand about human development today. By all means, I'm inviting everyone. I don't see from those few writers who hear me.
Gdola.
I don't see a great outcome from that. Okay? So we go to the last part, this.
Shall we sing?
We shall.
Somewhere in the still of the night, a whisper of love awakens inside. Somewhere in the dark there's a flame, a light in our hearts, guiding us through the pain. Years of chasing after the wind, but the treasures of life are hidden within. The answer will come down from above, piecing all of the world in one vision of love. And from our hearts we sing one song, all voices as one in the rhythm of life. And from our hearts we sing one song, all voices as one in the rhythm of love. Melody rises with the sun from the silence it came and calls everyone. United here we stand with one voice, a time to give thanks, a time to rejoice. Everything is clear to see, and the walls are no more between them and me. Together in this ocean of love, in the depths of our heart, united as one. From our hearts we sing one song, all voices as one, in the rhythm of love.